I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:04. We have a couple things to get out of the way here, and then we're going to meet Michelle Wolf.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You are frothing.
I'm so excited. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. As you may be aware, we have a live Valentine's Day secret show coming up. We are going to get dirty. It's going to be good.
Can I just jump in here?
Of course.
If you haven't heard the secret show, Yesterday's is a perfect place to start.
Oh, Yesterday's is a gem.
Yuzette is a superstar.
Yeah. Come on,
Talk about a superstar. You cannot believe.
Yeah, the secret show is a podcast
she told yesterday
that we do in addition to the show. It's not censored, and it's
her past.
Yeah.
Woo. Well, and under her breath, she's like, "I got a million of them." And I'm like,
We're like, oh my god,
we
got
a million secret shows to do. I was thinking about that driving home. I'm like, can't believe I told them that story after all these years. And I'm like, wow, there's so many stories.
Well, I think I actually believe we'd heard part of that particular story, but we didn't hear there's another element to it that was new and clearly left out of the first telling.
Yeah.
For no reason, really. It just, you know, I go up to a point and then I stop.
Well, it was spectacular. Check out yesterday's secret show.
So we're doing it live next Wednesday, and I think this is the last day where we've got tickets for this.
Oh, Friday, yeah. Unless a couple come through next week, which I don't think they are. We'll see.
So be caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, and we'll see. You have to be over 21. There is going to be drinking at this thing by almost everyone. There's going to be lunch from Tony Caters and the Fairmont San Jose, and we'd love you to be there. So if you're over 21, be caller 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. And I want to mention that the Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on a happy, healthier you. Oh, my God. Here comes Michelle Wolf.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hug it out again. You guys, hug it out again.
You're my favorite, Michelle. I know. Boy, it's been forever.
I know. Wow.
So, Michelle Wolf. Oh, yeah. Let's get her all set up there. Make sure your headphones. I want you to be as comfortable as possible.
Great.
Enjoy yourself here.
Love radio. This is how I feel in all chairs. This low to a counter.
We have a taller chair.
Would you prefer the taller chair?
No, this is fine.
We want you to be as comfortable as possible.
All right, I'm going to switch chairs with her. This isn't right.
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine. Okay.
All right, we can make this happen.
There you go.
Like a little kid.
There you go. All right.
All right.
So, Michelle, you're here in San Francisco because you're doing shows at Cobb's. You're so popular that they had to add a fifth show.
Who would have thought? You guys are silly.
You're selling out everywhere you go.
Yeah, it's actually really exciting. I mean, like, I'm kind of crazy when it comes to, like, tickets where it's like, I'll ask my manager and my agent, I'll be like, how are we selling? And it used to be like,
deal, right?
Yeah, it used to be like, it'll get there.
So is that where it started for you with stand-up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I initially did improv for a couple years, and then I moved into stand-up.
Where are you from originally?
Pennsylvania. Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, go funny. Steelers.
Vinny and I met in
Steelers.
Philly.
Oh, yeah. Not an Eagles fan.
Oh, not?
Not an Eagles fan, although it was a good game, but Philadelphia.
So stand-up is such a difficult thing. How is that you got the bug to go do stand-up? for a living?
I was doing improv, and I kind of, like, people that saw me do improv kind of pushed me into stand-up in a way where they were like, I think you'll do better by yourself.
Oh, you show stealer. Is that
you
it?
You don't have to share with people.
Right. He's, like, busting out of the troupe. Yeah. Spread her arms wide and going for, this is my show.
And it was, I mean, I loved it immediately. But I also loved improv immediately. It's just, you can't get a job in improv.
Well, it's limited, you know. But so these days, no problem selling tickets. I mean, the HBO special, of course, has been huge. Early December?
Yeah, December. It came out December 2nd.
But I first saw you on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
I don't know how long ago. I think after John had left.
Yeah, after John left. April of last year was when I started. I 2016.
So almost 2 years
ago. Yeah, almost 2 years ago. Yeah.
Right. And loved you right from, I was like, oh, I love her.
Thanks.
And you just got better and better and better and better. I cried with you in a year ago, January. When you got on.
When the best thing ever happened.
Oh my God, it was the best thing ever. I love it so much.
Everyone's relaxed. The whole country's come together.
Sounds good, doesn't it? But so the HBO special, though, is that, are you getting a whole new audience? And how did you get an HBO special? Just be amazing.
I mean, my agents had set it up to have a bunch of people from HBO come to, I was doing a spot at in New York, and they came and they watched it. And then I didn't hear anything. And then a couple months later, I got a call and they were like, HBO's offering you a special. And I was like, oh, I thought they hated me.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. But then it was great. And it was, you know, that was back in November of 2000. What's now?
18.
So this was 2016. And then I wanted to do 100 headlining sets before I taped my special.
Oh.
So I spent the whole next year, like January through August, I was on the road doing stand-up everywhere, trying to make it good enough.
As a stand-up, do you think the HBO special is probably the highest compliment or highest achievement, or is it sold out, 5 sold-out nights?
I mean, it's like, there's like, one of the best things about stand-up, and maybe one of the most infuriating, is there's like always next steps, you know?
Yeah,
like
sure.
So it was like HBO special. It's like, that's the most amazing thing.
That's huge, right?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's like the gold standard, at least for me, for specials. And then
I think for any comedian, to get an HBO, to me, that's the biggest deal.
Yeah. And so that, like, and then that was like on like billboards and stuff, which was crazy. People would like send me pictures of it. And I was like, oh my God, my face is huge. But then, but then you have like these next things that are like, okay, now this has happened. Can you sell out all these shows? Can you, you know, like it's.
Well, so let me
ask. Can you do new material that these people
won't
hate you for?
Well, that's always the endless issue. But so I think the stand-up comedian next goes to movies. Right?
I mean, some do. You know, if there's anyone out there that has like a little movie role they want to give me, great. But I want to keep doing stand-up. I love it so much, and I don't know. I've got new stuff that I think is good, and I don't know. It's fun. It's fun to come up with new jokes. It's fun to...
Well, we're talking with Michelle Wolf, and she's got shows at Cobb's. I believe that, I don't want to say it's sold out, the fifth
There's
show,
a few
but
tickets
it's
left
damn
for Sunday.
Close.
Yeah.
And are we going to have a pair to
we'll
give away,
We'll have one
too?
Pair to give away in
so
a few minutes.
You're going to get to check her out. But you can look at the HBO thing. But you're a writer, too. I mean, you've done a ton of writing. And I wondered, Vinny and I talk about this all. We're, like, fascinated by stand-up comedians because we think it's so hard, like, especially now, everything is being taped and put on YouTube. Like, people almost can't come to your show and see new material.
Yeah.
Like, is the pressure on or what?
I mean, I'm like, I will look out. If I see someone with their phone out in the crowd, I will be like, what are you doing? I get a very teachery, you know, like, put it down, pay attention with your eyes. But yeah, I mean, and most clubs are really good about it too, making sure people don't tape. Because, like, I think the thing people don't understand about stand up is that it takes a really long time to make jokes. Like, to make them, because the first time you might say them, the first 50 times you might say them, they might be super unfunny.
Right.
But then when you finally figure it out, and then you figure out the other parts of the jokes, and it's like putting it up on YouTube, like, and like recording it before it's ready is like, it's not fair to anybody. It's not fair to the comic or the person that might see the final product. And so,
right, and then down the line they're like, well, I've seen all this stuff. And yeah. So it's hard, but you must write all the time. I mean,
I try to.
Are you a notebook person? Do you have a?
I have it on my notepad, on my iPhone, oh. iPad, whatever. But I also have it written down on pieces of paper that if you went through my bag, you'd be like, she's planning something.
Oh,
psycho,
like if we pinned
right?
these all up and attached lines to them.
It really like because I fold the paper into different squares and then I use a different and it. I mean, it looks like I'm writing some sort of crazy manifesto
on whatever's
yeah,
handy.
On whatever's round and it's just yeah
cocktail
it's,
napkins
it's
and...
really disturbing.
So do you live in New York?
I live in New York.
Do you have any time to just enjoy the city or are
not
you
really,
just
no.
really when you're not working you're off on the road working?
Yeah, people are always like, have you been to this restaurant? And I was like, I have not worked on a night and I don't know how long.
So even when you're there and not doing something specifically for the Daily Show or something, then you're gonna go to a comedy club?
Yeah,
and...
I'm out doing spots. I do 13 to 20 spots a week. So I'm up there a lot.
And you're just trying out new material or you're just honing what
working
you've got?
Working on new jokes, trying new jokes, you know, trying things I thought were jokes and turns out they're definitely not jokes. You know, a nice combination.
Oh, Yuzi wants to.
I want to ask, how is it writing for yourself versus writing for someone else?
It's actually, like, I really like it because it stretches, like, different muscles. And, like, writing from a different point of view helps expand your own point of view, if that makes any sense. Plus, there's plenty of times when I'm writing for, like, Trevor where it's like, yeah, that's a good joke for him. That's a good joke for a black guy to say. And then there'll be jokes where I'm like, that is definitely a white lady joke.
I'm
you can't
file
that,
that away for my show.
So it's like there's rarely any overlap of, like... I wrote that for him, but I like it better for me. It's just, it's a different voice.
You wrote for, was it the Academy Awards?
Yeah, Chris Rock, when Chris Rock hosted.
Same with him. We have different voices.
It's such a strange thing, though, to write for those award shows. Like, I always wonder, because you don't, I mean, half the time someone delivering your joke, your words, is reading it off a teleprompter mm-hmm. and doesn't quite get where to stop and start. That must be a crazy experience.
It is crazy. It's, I mean, first of all, writing for Chris is fun because he does have a very distinct voice. So, like, you can, like, hear his voice in your head when you're
yeah,
writing.
You can.
When you're like, and the other thing. But, like, also, writing for the Oscars, I mean, I was backstage. Me and, like, three other writers were, like, backstage, like, on the side of the stage during the Oscars. Like, and I was wearing, like, a lady suit. And
so a dress,
yeah.
Got it.
And, not a dress. It was like a suit.
Oh,
and,
a pantsuit.
And then,
I like that.
Yeah, a pantsuit. And then and heels. But like after like 5 minutes, I was like, I can't think of funny things in these heels. So I'm backstage barefoot at the
nice.
Oscars when like all these people in like the most glorious moment of their life where the like they're so fancy, like Leonardo DiCaprio's there and like I'm just barefoot like a monster. I definitely don't have my toes painted, you know, like just like
you didn't run
around with like my feet are like covered in soot, you know, like
because those why are stages so filthy?
I don't know.
Dust from the
I guess. It doesn't make
like
any but
feet will just turn black if
yeah.
you're going around barefoot on
Let me
there.
Go back a step. So you were talking about how you aren't taking any days off and you're just working and you're doing TV or you're doing stand-up or you're writing. Do you feel like you have forward momentum and that if you were to just say, I'm taking a week off, okay, everyone?
Yeah.
That would somehow derail what you've got going?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll take a week off when I get to the point which I'm like, okay, I'm gonna die. You know, like, I'll take a week off when it's like, which is, like, I always realize I should take a week off probably, like, 3 weeks after I should have taken a week off.
Right.
It's
then,
too late.
Yeah. But, like, it does, like, I mean, when you do take a week off and you try to, like, unplug from everything, it takes you a while to get back into it. Not a long while, but like a couple of like days, I feel like. So it's nice to have a momentum being like, okay, got a joke, you know, like
I do.
Got
I
a punchline.
Get it? Because
yeah.
we do it here. If you take a week off, you definitely come back and you're
a little rusty.
Twitchy.
Yeah,
you're ready to go and ready to work, but you're definitely like, okay, I'm not quite there, but let's do this.
Yeah, it's weird.
I always think vacations are like the first 6 days you're just trying to relax. On the seventh day, you finally get there, and then the next day you go back to work.
Right.
So basically, it's two screwed up weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you walk around in your Michelle Wolf? She's at Cobb's this weekend. She's just joining us. Do you walk around in your day-to-day life, everything you look at, you're looking for an angle on what you could say that would be funny about it?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I observe a lot in probably a way that looks creepy. I mean, like, I'm constantly looking at people like, you know, like a dog.
And then writing notes.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Like, why are they, you know, like, and it's great in New York because people are always out and about and you always hear like half of a conversation and,
sure.
you know, like but I do like, I watch people all of the time.
And then when you actually get to a point where you're like, okay, I got to write some jokes, especially for like The Daily Show, it's a table and you guys all just sort of take the topics of the day and throw them around, or is it?
It depends. Like, there will be definitely times where I'll think of something at night and then just sort of type it into my computer. But then there's other times, like, if we're like in a morning meeting, we'll all be there together and kind of pitching ideas. And then we go off into our separate offices and kind of write normally in pairs.
Is it a ton of pressure to get it's a half hour, but it's, you know, there's still so much and it has to, and it's all so funny and every little thing has to land and.
I mean, you kind of get used to it, you know, like it is like it's
you
a lot
seem
of work,
like
but
you're
you
in
like,
that.
Yeah.
Mode.
You kind of like get into like, right. So this is the amount of time we have to fill. These are right. the number of jokes we have to have. And the thing about it, a show that happens every day is that like, even if you could have the best show or the worst show, it doesn't matter the next morning. You know, like you have to write a new show.
Right.
So like you realize you want every show to be great, but there's also very little pressure.
The reality of
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got another one to do tomorrow.
We got another one. Yeah.
So then after the show and now you're going to go out into New York and you're going to do a set somewhere because you're unstoppable. And then it's, you know, you've done.
I'm a workaholic.
You've been to two clubs. You've done two spots.
Where's and my approval?
Are we going to go have some vodkas or are we going to go home and go to sleep?
I mean, it really depends on the day I've had.
Oh.
Yeah. There's times when I'm like, I need some tequila. There's other times when I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just going to have like a nice. I'll have like an old fashioned or, you know, like a cocktail. And then there's other times I'm like, I can't drink for the next month because I've had too many hangovers. So I'm going to go right home. I'm going to drink a bunch of seltzer water.
And you can't possibly have a pet or do you have a roommate?
No.
Or you, I mean, it
I
feels
mean,
like
I have
you've
no one
gotta
in my
be,
life.
Right. No one. You gotta be totally alone to really do this
you
comedy
really,
thing.
You really do. No, I all the time think about how much I'd either want a cat or a dog, but it would be whoever watched it,
right.
cat or
right.
dog.
You'd visit it once in
yeah.
a while. Would have no idea who you were.
It would be like, who's this weird lady that's sometimes here?
Keeps pretending to be my mom.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes here and most of the time not. So you have, I mean, so many accolades. Rolling Stone's list of 25 funniest people on Twitter right now. I hardly follow anyone on Twitter. I got to follow you on Twitter. But I started following you this morning looking through your Instagram feed. Michelle is a wolf. I knew it was you because you had the check mark.
Oh, yeah. You got to love the check mark.
How do you get the check mark?
I don't know. I just one day I had the check mark. I don't know what happened.
Nice.
You're kidding me.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, you really made it, Michelle.
Yeah.
These are good days for you. That's crazy.
I mean, it was the goal, you know, the check mark.
To get the blue check mark
yeah.
on
you
your
won.
Instagram.
That's yeah. it. Now you can go get that cat and dog. And
yeah, and everything else. I'm done.
Try
I got that
check
mark.
Take it easy. Late Night with Seth Meyers. Are you still doing some work with him? I saw you on a Game of Thrones sketch that I
Oh, yeah.
Adored.
I mean, when did I leave there? I left there right before I joined The Daily Show. And, you know, I go back and visit when I can. And
So, Eric, it does seem like there's a little group of friends amongst the late night shows and everyone references everyone else.
Yeah.
And it's very friendly right now.
I mean, it would be fun if, I mean, I think there should be more rivalries. I'm a fan of rivalries. I feel like because a lot of times you're covering the same stories, but everyone has different voices, so you're doing it in slightly different ways. But, like, you understand the grind of it all. And I don't know. I love Seth. He's like, I'm so lucky that I got to work for him because he's like, he's the best person.
He seems like the best person.
He really
person.
Is.
You just wonder if that can really be real.
Yeah.
So sweet. Brings his family on all the time.
It's and so,
the...
I mean, oh, just oh. great.
No question you're telling me that
yeah,
we need
2 minutes.
All right. So Michelle
and
Wolf.
And don't forget, we have a pair of tickets.
How could I? How could I possibly? Michelle Wolf is here with us in the studio. Cobbs all weekend long. Have you been to San Francisco many times?
Oh, or? Yeah. This is like maybe my fourth time in San Francisco.
Any
Love
plans
this city.
Or, it's a great city.
It's a great city. I kind of want to go to like a nice, like a, not a nice, but like a authentic, either like Italian restaurant or.
We have those.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. I never go out to eat when I'm visiting a city. So I was like, maybe I can grab
what
a lunch.
What do you do, like a room service and just
I mean, I eat like I'm on like the third day of a hike all the time. I'll go to like a CVS and I'll buy like some beef jerky and like
some
nuts.
Bars.
Yeah.
Some
third day
bar.
Of a hike.
And it's just like, it's so sad. It's, I don't know. Somehow I became a divorced dad, I think.
Are there, before you go, I'm curious, are there any comedians when you were coming up that you looked at and went, I really want to do that, whether that's a female comedian that you were inspired by or, I don't know, Richard Pryor, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, like, I loved the Carol Burnett show growing up. I really, really loved that.
I did
that.
Too.
And I've always loved her. But then, you know, like, I grew up watching, not grew up, but, like, when I was starting comedy, it was, like, you know, I had the Chris's and the Louis and the Bill Burr's, and, like, I saw them, like, they were just writing good jokes, and, you know, they were, like, just... they were doing good comedy. There wasn't like any like frills to it or like special effect, you know, like it was just
solid.
Like solid good joke comedy where it's like you really understand their point of view and like their view on the world. And I was like, I want to do something like that.
You should watch Michelle Wolf's HBO special. I thought it was great. You did a great job. I love the pants, the golden high-heeled sneakers.
Thank you. Thank
really
you, eBay,
were...
and the man in Tokyo that had them. I really it was
just... I mean, you look fabulous. But that's available. HBO, if you've got HBO, then you've got Michelle Wolf. Follow her at Michelle is a Wolf on Instagram. And then Cobbs this weekend, we have a pair of tickets. You want to do caller number 9? Caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. So great to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
I'm a huge fan, Michelle. Continued great success. And anytime you're in San Francisco, come on back.
Thanks. Sorry for this voice so early in the morning.
You're a delight. Don't worry. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. If you're waiting on the montage, oh, well, we did it at 6 in the morning. You know, you got to throw it in early sometimes. This part of the show is brought to you by Zillow.
Throw it in early. You like that?
Yeah, tough. Throw it in.
Hey.
Toss it. It's Friday, you guys. Come on, throw it in as soon as you can. Let's do this thing.
Throw it in.
Throw it in. Let's get this party started.
Yeah.
So, Zillow. I want to say thanks again to Michelle Wolf. I'm always worried.
Did you love her?
I did.
And you did?
I did. And when we were talking earlier about how, you know, I definitely fangirl on certain people, and it's always such a disappointment if they don't meet your expectation. And she was just great. Super nice, and she was super funny even off the air and friendly.
Well,
and...
I would like to say that I was a little disappointed.
Oh, no.
In the
what
picture
happened?
Here, she's got natural curls.
Yes.
And there's something about women who have naturally curly hair. They hate it and they straighten it. And it's so weird that there are women with straight hair who are like, how can I get curls?
Right.
And the women with curls are always like...
Have. On her HBO special, I think that might even be a shot from it. She's got the super curly hair. I fully expected her. She must have had it blown out yesterday or something. You know, when you go through the trouble of really straightening out super curly hair like that, you leave it a couple days.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
She didn't get up early to do that. I wouldn't think. Maybe she did. Maybe she wanted to look amazing for us. I don't know. You
probably.
Know?
Let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do. I'm sure with her show being just about sold out, she's like, really? I got to go do radio? All right. But
she's
I'm so
crushing
glad.
It, though. I didn't want to ask how old she is,
uh-huh.
because that's not something you do, but she's doing great for...
Sure. She looks mid-30s to me.
Oh, yeah? I thought she was younger than that.
Let me see. I feel like I saw it the other day.
Well, for her to be a huge fan of Carol Burnett, she'd have to be...
Well, that's true.
Carol Burnett is on every single day.
That's true. That is
true. Oh, no. Sorry, Michelle. She's 32.
Oh.
I thought she was young.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought you were younger. We thought you were in your 20s. Yuzi was like, she's 40.
No, if she's 32 and has already been writing jokes for the Academy Awards and's got her own, her own HBO special by then, too. That's pretty killer.
And she seems tireless. Can you imagine doing 15 sets a week? My God. It's great. She's awesome.
No, I can't.
No, me either. Yeah. Forget it. Zillow. With millions of photos of homes for sale and for rent, historical pricing data, and tools to help home buyers find what they're looking for, Zillow, find your way home.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For February, check out Jingletown, Oakland's vibrant arts community.
Jingletown, Jingletown.
No, do the other one.
Oh, won't you take me to Jingletown? Won't you take me to Jingletown?
Yesterday you said you were going to do the whole song today.
No, we did?
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was the whole song.
I don't really know the song.
Yeah.
Gotta move on.
Talk about
Jingletown. Oh, Jingletown.
There, we did it for you.
Beautifully done, girls.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you so much.
Well, it's Friday, Vinny. We're in a giving mood.
Yeah.
We're givers.
Well, and you've said throw it in like 15 times, which
just
is
throw
just,
it in.
It's
I mean, for God's sake, it's
and it gets me every time. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, so here's what's happening, everyone. We'll begin with the front page of today's Chronicle as the snowpack measures lower than even some of our record bad winters. It hasn't rained much.
Mm-mm. I had a dream it was pouring, and I was so bummed when I woke up. Is it going to rain anymore? Is it over?
It's that feast or famine thing. We're experiencing it. I mean, the year before last was, great if you were talking about snowpack and rainfall. But this year, just terrible.
Yeah. Last year was the first year I didn't have my house in Tahoe, and I was rewarded by the epic year.
Roads were washing away where I have to try and get home.
Last year was bad.
The entire Santa Cruz Mountains because I just turned on every road.
Right. Gonna have to take another detour.
Yeah.
But this year it's a
famine.
It's awful.
So the resorts have had to close some of the lower elevations and they're making snow like crazy, but it's not what we needed. So we're back into that. Try to conserve as much water as you can.
Let it mellow.
Yeah. Opening ceremonies for the Olympics are tonight, although the games have begun, so you will start seeing some of the... It's fun.
Yeah.
Go USA.
And online, you can probably watch that stuff all day. No problem.
So yesterday, I told you about the Battle of the Tech Titans.
Yeah.
As Google's Waymo is squaring off with Uber... In sort of a, I guess it's stolen technology war. Well, they've settled.
Oh, my God.
The news just broke 2 minutes ago.
Oh.
I just got it here. Well, that was fast, the story goes. Not even a week into the high-profile trial between Google's self-driving car unit Waymo and ride-hailing company Uber, both sides said this morning that a settlement has been reached, bringing the year-long dispute to an abrupt end. From yesterday when we told the story to today, right now, they just settled.
Does Uber get to keep the technology they stole? Do they have to pay?
I don't have the settlement before me.
Oh, that's too bad.
But
they ironed something out.
The case began as a result of a former Google engineer, Anthony Lewandowski, taking proprietary files from Google's self-driving car program. Which, by the way, has been going on for longer than I think any of these companies. Yeah. I've been seeing the Google cars out on 280 forever.
Google's got it going on.
So it is surprising to see any of these companies keeping up with their technology because
they take jumps ahead by stealing the engineer
figured
all the stuff out.
Anyway, the guy took some of Google's self-driving car programs before starting work at Uber. Waymo accused Uber of relying on the stolen files to bolster its own self-driving efforts.
And they tried to roll out some self-driving stuff last year.
They not only absolutely they have, but they also are still out there testing.
It's happening.
They're not doing it for customers, but you still see them out there in the Uber cars. Uber said, "We didn't use that tech."
Okay. Well, let's see what you did use.
Anyway, the agreement has been reached and spells out that Uber cannot incorporate Waymo's confidential information into its hardware and software. Uber also agreed to pay financial settlement. It comes out to about $245 million.
Oh.
And there's more, but that's the bottom line, is that whole tech battle going on in the courthouse here in San Francisco is over.
Oh. Great.
It's National Pizza Day, everyone.
Hip, hip, hooray.
I hadn't heard that, but now that I know, I thought I'd give you a little bit.
Anytime we can talk about pizza,
it's
Vinny,
so
it's
good.
Happy
I know.
Friday.
57% of pizza people say they love pizza.
Oh, pizza.
That's surprising.
Well, maybe some people just like it.
Well, that's what they say. There's people who say they don't love it, but they like it a lot. 2% of people say they hate pizza.
What's wrong with
that? I
got to
question somebody that hates pizza.
Maybe they have like a gluten and a dairy allergy.
That doesn't mean they hate it.
And they don't eat nightshades. Isn't a tomato a nightshade? Like, you can't eat a tomato if they're on certain diets.
I've never heard that before. Nightshade? What is that?
Certain fruits.
I thought that was mushrooms.
I really don't know. I thought it was fruits.
I don't know.
It's a Tom Brady thing I read. Oh,
it's a Tom Brady thing. Of course it is.
Well, I'm trying to think of, you know, what's on a pizza and why you could ever say you
hate it. Do you drink avocado smoothies too?
I don't. Ugh. I like avocados, but I wouldn't want them in ice cream or smoothies.
Almost a quarter of people say they can eat an entire pizza just by themselves.
Oh, yeah. Even though there's still three pieces left and I'm like, you should stop, I can still do it.
Yeah.
And I probably will.
Our favorite toppings are just plain cheese, pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, bacon.
Bacon? I don't like bacon on pizza.
I don't want bacon on pizza. Onions, green peppers, black olives, Canadian bacon, and pineapple. Mm. All right. Well, there you go. There's your pizza talk, everyone. It is delicious.
Actually, I take that back. I order a potato and bacon pizza all the time. I can't believe I didn't think of that. It's really greasy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Potato and bacon.
They slice up little potatoes and they...
Like chips.
Like chip size, but they're fatter than that. And they lay them on the thing and they crisp up. They get all brown and good. They're really good. And then and it's like a pesto sauce instead of tomato sauce and like little chunks of bacon. Really good.
And you'd take that over a regular cheese slice?
Nope. I would go for... I like that, but I get that there.
Hmm.
But I would go for Boston-style bar pizza. And then New York-style. And then Stefano's in Mill Valley. I like that. Shame.
A woman named Amanda Weiss and her daughter Peyton were at a Starbucks in San Bernardino, California a few years ago, and Peyton ordered a Frappuccino.
Okay. People do that.
Well, weirdly, kids do that now. Mm-hmm. Kids will drink coffee drinks.
Well, that's how they hook you. They make it more like an ice cream shake.
Uh-huh.
It's like a drip of coffee in it and then all sugar.
After a few sips of her drink, she noticed it tasted kind of weird, and that's when they realized there was blood in the cup.
Oh,
Oh, my God. How did she realize that? Wouldn't it be mixed in?
I don't know. I guess because where'd it's the a blood creamier drink than the regular black coffee, maybe.
Whose blood was it?
Ripped in and it was kept separate.
Did it say whose blood? What kind of blood?
An employee had literally bled into the cup. It turns out one of the baristas had a cut and was still making drinks. So the store apologized and offered Amanda 1 week of free drinks to make up for it.
Did she take them?
Oh, hell no. We're going to court. Dun dun dun. How much?
$1 million.
They are going to court. Yes.
Oh man.
Please, America, you sue. Yeah.
Well, everybody's farming a lawsuit, man. I mean, this is my chance at free money.
And I'm
not a fan of that reality. And yet, dude, you blooded my drink.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but
that's super gross. I don't think I'd sue though.
Yeah, well,
I'd be bummed. I have to look the employee up and down, like, oh, do you look dangerous?
What? What are they asking
Here's,
for?
They said, first of all, the week's worth of free drinks is not nearly enough. And then they said, and we want this person tested for diseases. And Starbucks said, no.
Really? Why? They bled into the girl's cup. Let's go ahead and test her.
So the family is suing, and they say an undisclosed amount. You tell me, Hooman, how much can this person reasonably ask for?
Well, if they're able to, you know, pull off an Academy Award winning performance in court.
How you're, traumatized
you're,
they were.
You're looking at least a good $5 million.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, yeah.
No,
she wasn't.
Anxiety, trauma.
The lady who got her whole lap burned.
Listen, you could have some kind of ailment that's been, like, there for a long time and say, this blood might have caused it. And the doctors would be like, yep, you're
might
right.
Have.
It might have. It might have. I'm saying $5 million.
I say she could probably get about $10,000.
Oh, my God. Why even go to court?
$10,000?
I think that's what it'll wind up being, because I think that they'll... I don't know. I just can't picture this one being... But I do think that the employee should be required to be tested. They bled into the cup. But it's not like a rat. And even then, like, I feel like you almost have to have eaten the rat to really
what?
Get some money. You know?
What is wrong with you?
Just if I see the rat, I'm like, oh, that's awful. $10,000.
So if I said to, if your kid is in court going, I haven't slept since this happened because I fear I have a...
I'd be like, get over it.
Oh, my God. You're an awful person.
You can't let something like that ruin your whole life. And who wants to go to court? Give me $10,000. I'll walk. Come on.
The person who's broke wants to go to court. The person who's not working.
That. I guess there's that.
Listen, there's all kinds of things you can be hardline about, but then
so what do you think then?
Well, I think $5 million is a lot more in order than the $10,000.
No.
I mean, probably down the middle there is probably more likely, but I mean, come on.
No.
What
your food service and you fed me your blood.
Well, when you say it like that,
that does sound worse.
What state was this? What city?
This was in San Bernardino here in California. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to watch this one. I would love to see what winds up happening with this.
That's going
to
be an undisclosed thing.
Ow.
Oh.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Unless Starbucks wants to drag their name through the courts.
Yeah, they'll quickly settle it.
They'll settle. I bet you this family will take $500
grand. Once the story gets to us and we start talking about it, Starbucks is like, oh, Jesus.
Well, $500 grand. You know what? Even though your lawyer might be like, I think we can get $2 million. If someone puts $500,000 in front of you,
you don't
you
have
might
to pay
be
court
like,
costs.
Shunk right off the countertop.
You're splitting
Done.
That with your lawyer
Bye.
Anyway.
Go on, take the money and run.
I'm already in the parking lot.
On
yeah.
I'm
you
sure
always,
you
yeah.
Do.
And you got to give at least 10%
our
of that
government.
To your lawyer.
Oh, no, more like 50%
Are
to your lawyer.
Are you kidding?
50% to your
Lawyers
lawyer?
Lawyers take all of it.
No,
they take a ton. Please, some litigator or something, somebody who goes
Probably
call us.
Like
one of you ambulance chasers
yeah,
out
know,
there,
man.
Call
some
us.
Yeah, we take it all as much as we can.
Yep,
that's
yep
nice.
Absolutely.
That's negotiable at the beginning, though. Keep that in mind.
Google
everybody.
Says about 33% to 40% is what the lawyers.
33 to 40%.
Yeah,
I figured it's like a third.
And then you're paying taxes on the whole thing.
Oh, it's such a burn.
It is a burn.
Man, our government just taxes us way too much.
They do.
So if your settlement is for $10,000 and your medical expenses are $10,000, then it's not taxable.
Oh, so essentially you're not getting a payout. They're just paying your bill.
If
but then how do you pay
if
your lawyer?
That's what, no, I'm just saying if that's what you settle for.
Oh, if you just
go,
settle
yeah,
for
the medical expense.
I see. Oh, that's good.
But that, I don't know if that covers anxiety and
no,
trauma.
Probably not.
Depression.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a lot of these today, so I'll try and... Oh my God, I just tuned in. Damn it! I love Michelle Wolf.
She was great.
Yeah.
She's really
so
nice.
So we put a picture of her on the Alsine73 Instagram, but we also put a picture of all of us with her on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
And I put up a picture of me and her on my thing, whatever my thing is.
Clarky Clark.
Yeah.
Clarky
Clark. Two pictures I put, the two ones. We were palling around. She's wicked nice. I love her.
Yeah.
I didn't see, the only one I saw, oh, there it is. Oh, you too.
Don't we look so cute?
You look like best friends.
Oh my God. I don't want to go there. I do that too often. I couldn't be best friends with her. I wish she was my friend.
Well, that's the fear. Is that the person comes in and is normal, and you're like, I'm brokenhearted because I love her
because
so
she
much.
Doesn't love me back.
And she just acted normal. She doesn't know. She doesn't know how she's cut me. Holman, bring her to Kokari.
Oh, Holman, bring her to Kokari.
Who are we talking about?
Michelle Wolf. She was saying she wants to like experience. Yeah. Call Andrea and tell her that you'll pick her up for lunch.
Okay. I'm not as big of a fan as you. I think you should take her to Kokari.
Yeah, you take her. She's your friend.
I didn't even know who she was
until this morning, and I'm excited that I've met her and so on.
Yeah,
and so
she's very nice.
I can't get to bed fast enough.
I was up all night last night.
Yeah, I am going home and going to. I'm telling you, I am. If I laid my head down right now, I'd be asleep in two minutes.
Don't do it.
Don't worry.
But let's sleep early.
415 says, Michelle Wolf was so great. I love it when Sarah's blubbering all over a guest. And they like it.
I was actually really holding back, too. Like, I could have blathered way more.
Why did you hold back?
Because I'm trying to be cool, man.
Okay.
It didn't work.
Well, I gave it a try. Could have been worse.
We put some Alice Instagram stories up as well of, like, Michelle walking into the studio, Sarah gushing over her.
Oh, God.
Look at the Alice stories.
Anyway, I'll read a few more a lot more texts right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.